It's time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
With Mary Gilbert, I'm Kyle Bailey. We're taking the weekly deep dive into the latest trends and policies in the real estate market. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here and excited to break down some important topics that affect homeowners and buyers alike.
So I understand there's been a significant shift in the multiple listing service. Everybody calls that MLS if they're around. Policies that could affect how properties are marketed. And I read that last week, the National Association of Realtors also announced this new policy that gives MLSs more discretion in setting a delay period for marketing properties publicly. Can you tell us what all this means?
Yeah, so essentially, I think locally we have had that discretion. MLS is are trying to make it a little more clear. So essentially, this is called the Clear Cooperation Policy. And I think it's not necessarily as new, but they are clarifying some things. And it's essentially what it is. It's a delayed marketing exempt listings. So essentially, it's allowing sellers and their agents to temporarily postpone public marketing through the Internet Data Exchange or the IDX or syndication. So essentially, this is where real estate listings are being sent from the MLS to sites like Zillow or real estate brokerage websites. So sellers can now decide how and when they want their properties marketed, which gives them more control over the selling process.
So a big change. How does this actually work in practice?
Right. So good question. Sellers can instruct their listing agents to delay the public marketing of their property for a specific period of time. So during this interim, they can promote their listings privately, tailoring the marketing strategies to their preferences and needs.
So what's the catch here? Any requirements for sellers to who choose that option?
Yes, indeed. So there's a crucial step that needs to be taken care of. So listing agents must secure a signed disclosure from the sellers documenting their informed consent. So this means that the sellers need to acknowledge that they are waiving the benefits of immediate public exposure that comes with IDX and syndication of their listing across broad websites.
So I assume the MLS staff still maintains some level of the oversight during the delay period?
Absolutely. So even though these listings won't be publicly marketed right away, they still need to be filed with the MLS. So this ensures that other agents and brokers within the MLS can access the information and share it with potential buyers. However, the public display via IDX is delayed until the seller is ready.
So what about implementation timeline policy for this policy? When can we expect to see the changes take effect?
Yeah, so this new policy is in effect immediately. Most MLSs are already practicing these changes, but all MLSs have until September 30th to implement the changes fully. So this gives them time to adjust any necessary technical aspects and gather feedback from brokers and other stakeholders.
So it sounds like the National Association of Realtors really put a lot of thought into gathering input from various parties while creating the policy. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Yes, definitely. The policy was developed after months of analysis and consultation involving MLS leaders, diverse brokerages, agents, fair housing organizations, and legal experts. So the goal is to strike a balance between giving sellers more options and ensuring fairness and transparency in the market.
So it seems like a move towards empowering consumers, but keeping needed regulations in place.
Right. It reflects NAR's commitment to fostering an efficient, fair, and transparent real estate market. They want to support both sellers' needs and buyers' rights to access information. And before we close this topic, I think it's important for any agents or buyers out there that may be hearing this. It's really important. I know a lot of buyers may be using like Zillow or their real estate brokerages websites. It's now going to be really important for agents representing those buyers to check the MLS, because if the sellers are saying, no, I don't want my listing to go across all these other websites, they will be on the MLS and you need to check that.
Interesting. And for those that are listening, the flexibility then gives some marketing options, some new opportunities for sellers, but they should probably really kind of talk through this with their agent, right?
Absolutely, because there's definitely pros and cons, and in the end, it's always what the client wants to do.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing this. Let's talk about the latest changes in the real estate market.
Yeah, so quick summary of how the last 7 days went. Coming soon, new listings. We saw three coming soon listings come on this week. So those will be coming on the market. New listings, 42 for the week. That's a significant jump from the 18 in the prior week. And so that is leading us to 156 new listings in the last 4 weeks. We had four listings come back on the market. No bumpable sales negotiated this week. No short sale pendings this week. We had 45 price changes in the last 7 days. And that totals up to 153 price changes in the last 4 weeks. Pending sales, we had 25, so we have 144 pendings for the total last 4 weeks. Sold properties, it took a little jump to 26. And so in the last 4 weeks, we saw 110 sold properties, and then we had six properties that expired. So hopefully those will come back on the market.
What about some of the listings that are out there right now? Which ones do you want to go over?
Yeah, so this is kind of a neat property. This caught my eye. 680 Coldwater Ranch Road in Riddle, Oregon. The reason it caught my eye, it's 39.61 acres in Riddle. It has spring water. There's no septic on there, but it could maybe potentially be a good home site. $150,000.
And what about like something in the Winston area?
Yeah, so we have this house, 338 Northwest Civil Bend Road. This was built in 1952. It's a one-bedroom, one-bath house, 728 square feet on a third of an acre, listed for $179.9.
And kind of moving around the county, what about Myrtle Creek?
Yeah, so I kind of found another property under $200,000. This is at 260 Southwest Western Avenue in Myrtle Creek. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath, 1,125 square feet. It caught my eye because it's on 1.28 acres. It was built in 1900, and it also has a detached garage. So $198,000.
Wow. Now, moving back over into Roseburg, what do you see?
Yeah, so we're over in the Green District now. This caught my eye as well. It's $250,000. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath, 998 square foot home on 0.29 of an acre. So it sits on a really big lot. Says it has room for RV parking. Could use some cosmetic updating, but for $250,000, you don't find many houses in that price range anymore.
And also in Green, where we find the next property.
Yeah, so this is a brand new home. It's at 123 South Park Street in Roseburg, just shy of a quarter of an acre. It's a brand new manufactured home, three bedroom, two bath, modern kitchen, stainless steel appliances. It's got a laundry room, nearby river access from the Happy Valley boat launch. A brand new house, $335,000. It's on its own property.
And looking up the hill, if you stood on a roof, you could see these from here, the Spyglass Loop area with some condos that are, gosh, really popular for the view up there.
Yeah, so this is a sold one. I kind of wanted to, these are popular. I've been getting a lot of requests for these. So it's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath Spyglass condo, just to give people an idea. It was listed for $265,000. And it sold for $265,000, only 11 days on the market.
What about out in Umpqua?
Okay, this is cute. It's an A-frame house with a big deck and a detached garage, 2.45 acres. This is out 9235 Tyee Road, two-bedroom, one-bath, 952 square feet, $475,000.
Wow, you want privacy, you're going to get it there.
And you have the riverfront.
Oh, wow, that's an added bonus as well. What else is on the list here?
Well, I think we could look at 325 Brady Lane. This house was built in 2020, 2 days on the market, $425,000, a good value. And maybe just share a little bit about an open house today. Out on Fisher Road. You're going to have to go out there. It's slipping my mind. I'm sorry, I don't have the address. But this afternoon, Fisher Road area, there is a nice open house out there.
All right, you guys are always busy. A lot going on. Open houses throughout the weekend and much more. If people want to contact you, how do they do that?
Definitely. You can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
All right, every Friday, 8:50 a.m., Mary Gilbert, thanks for being here. Local Real Estate Today as we wrap up the morning report where it is 9 o'clock.